On the hills overlooking the Sea of Azov, soldiers of the Ukrainian army are digging in. These trenches, bunkers and fighting positions are part of a network of defences around Mariupol, a city which many fear is the next target in eastern Ukraine's pro-Russian rebellion. Despite a ceasefire which began on February 15th, soldiers here are expecting the worst.
I do not believe in the ceasefire because no one is obeying the rules of the Minsk negotiations. The level of shelling has gone down, but the fighting continues. That is why I think an attack is coming. If it continues like this, it is going to happen.
Without either capturing or encircling this city, pro-Russian forces won't have a land bridge to recently annexed Crimea, the strategically vital peninsula which gives the Russian Navy access to the Mediterranean. The rebels have already claimed Mariupol as their own, but Ukrainian forces say they won't leave without a fight.
The rebels are all saying that Mariupol is an important strategic place, politically important too. But considering our forces and troops, it'll be difficult, very difficult for them. Everyone is ready.
Any possible battle over Mariupol would indeed be terrible. Civilians have already abandoned the areas east of the city, and this man said despite the ceasefire, a shell recently landed in his garden.
A shell from the sea or from Shirokina landed here, and there was an explosion. Three or four more exploded over there. There were more, but they landed in the sea.
Mariupol's airport is now a makeshift military base and serves as a rest area for volunteer fighters coming off the front line. Many are filthy and exhausted after days in freezing trenches. France has said that Russia will face further sanctions from Europe if Mariupol is attacked, but few here believe that is a credible deterrent. With so much still to gain for both sides in this conflict, the ceasefire seems little more than an opportunity to regroup before the weather improves. Patrick Wells, for VOA News, Mariupol, Ukraine.